The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 4, text number 3. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari. Recorded on September 20th, 2011. In Sofia, Bulgaria.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sa evayam maya tejya. Yoga prokta. Paratana Bhakto Sime Sakacheti Rahasyang Yetaduttamam Sa Evayang Mayatedya Yoga Prakta Paratana Bhaktosi me sakacheti Rahasyam hitaduttamam. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. That very ancient science of the relationship with the Supreme is today told by me to you, because you are my devotee as well as my friend, and can therefore understand the transcendental mystery of this science. Purport. There are two classes of men, namely the devotee and the demon. The Lord selected Arjuna as the recipient of this great science, owing to his being a devotee of the Lord. But for the demon, it is not possible to understand this great mysterious science. There are a number of editions of this great book of knowledge. Some of them have commentaries by the devotees, and some of them have commentaries by the demons. Commentation by the devotees is real, whereas that of the demons is useless. Arjuna accepts Sri Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And any commentary on the Gita following in the footsteps of Arjuna is real devotional service to the cause of this great science. The demoniac, however, do not accept Lord Krishna as he is. Instead, they concoct something about Krishna and mislead general readers from the path of Krishna's instructions. Here is a warning about such misleading paths. One should try to follow the deceptive succession from Arjuna and thus be benefited by this great science of Srimad Bhagavad Gita.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatha Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Bharijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitamscha.
So Prabhupada is explaining that there are two classes of men, the demons and the devotees. To understand Bhagavad Gita, you have to be a devotee. Even if you're a big learned scholar in Sanskrit language, if you're not a devotee, you will not understand Bhagavad Gita. This is why Krishna explains in chapter 9, text number 2. Rajavijaragujaguyam. This is the most secret of all secrets and is also the highest knowledge. In other words, for those who are not devotees, the actual meaning of the Bhagavad Gita remains a secret.
С други думи, тези, които не са преподадени за тях, истинското значение на знанието на Бхагавад Гита.
The scholars cannot penetrate it with their brains.
Учените не могат да навлезнат, да не могат да проникнат в знанието.
They cannot understand Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead.
Не могат да разберат Кришна, върховната божествена личност.
Therefore they remain in darkness.
Затова те остават в невежество, в тъмнина.
And they are called Mayaya Paritta Gyana. Their knowledge has been stolen by illusion. I was one time taking a course on Sanskrit in the university from the mundane professor. And he said, these Sanskrit texts, they are mythology.
И той, това, което той ни казваше за тези книги, тези санскритски текстове, те всъщност са митология.
Но правилно
отданите няма да приемат това като митология.
They say there was no Krishna person actually existed historically.
Извинявам се, не правилно отданите казват, че това е митология. Те казват, че Кришна не е съществувал като историческа личност.
Just a make-believe story, you know, like Santa Claus.
Просто една история, като например с дядо Коледа.
So they are called demon. Such persons remain trapped in the modes of material nature. In spite of their big, big positions and their big, big titles, they remain slaves of the material nature.
Въпреки от техните големи позиции и техните титли, те си остават роби в ръцете на материалната природа.
But someone who actually becomes a devotee.
Но ако някой стане преданно отдаден,
who surrenders himself to Krishna,
ако някой се отдаде на Кришна,
following in the footsteps of Shri Arjuna,
и следва стъпките на Шри Арджуна,
he or she becomes the perfect knower of his transcendental knowledge.
Той или тя става съвършен познавач на това трансцендентално знание.
And they are able to penetrate into the inner mysteries of this transcendental science.
И за тях е възможно да разберат дълбокия смисъл на тази трансцендентална наука.
So it's now up to you. What do you want to do?
Така че сега зависи от вас какво искате да направите.
You want to be a demon or you want to be a devotee?
Искате да бъдете демон или искате да бъдете преданно отдаден?
Devotee means you accept Krishna as your authority.
Преданно отдаден означава вие приемате Кришна за ваш авторитет.
You give up your independence. You give up your independence. Actually, you have no independence. Do you think you're independent? You're being manipulated by the modes of nature at every minute. You have no independence in this material world. When your bladder screams, you have to run to the toilet room.
Вие нямате истинска независимост в материалния свят. Ако изходи от туалетна, трябва да отидете. Няма как.
So we are not independent.
Така че ние не сме независими.
We are under the grip of the modes of material nature.
Ние сме напълно под контрола на проявленията на материалната природа.
One who surrenders to Krishna.
Някой, който наистина се отдаде на Кришна.
Who takes Krishna as his authority.
Който приеме Кришна като своя авторитет.
He becomes liberated from the material nature.
Той става освободен от материалната природа.
He becomes liberated from the cycle of birth and death.
Той става освободен от колелото на раждането и смъртта.
He regains his original position in the pastimes of Krishna in the spiritual sky.
И той постига изначалната си позиция в забавленията на Кришна в духовното небе.
The demons say there is no such thing as the spiritual sky.
Демоните те казват, че няма такова нещо като духовен свят.
This world is all there is.
Те казват, това е което виждаме, това е всичко.
But what is their proof? So many messengers have come from the spiritual sky to tell us about that place. You may say, well, how do I know America? How do I know United States of America actually exists?
Някой може да каже, аз откъде съм сигурен, че, например, Съединените американски щати съществуват.
I've never been there.
Никога не съм бил там.
How do I know it's not some make-believe hype?
Откъде да знам, че това не е някаква измислица?
There's a place called the United States of America.
Къде я знам, че има такова място наречено?
But I've come from that place.
Но аз идвам от това място.
And I can tell you there is such a place.
И аз мога да ви кажа, че има такова място.
I can tell you so many experiences I had there, so many things I saw and did, you see.
Аз мога да ви кажа, толкова много неща съм видял там, на толкова много места съм бил.
So you can take it from me. There is such a place.
И така че от мен вие може да приемете, има такова място.
And if you want to go there, I will tell you how to get there too.
И ако искате да отидете там, мога да ви кажа как да го направите.
So in the same way, Narada Muni has come from the spiritual world.
По същия начин Нарада Муни идва от духовния свят.
Hold your question till the end. I'm very happy you have a question. Thank you. Благодаря.
So I didn't know that the questions are
if you have something to write down, you can write your questions.
I'll try to remember them.
Somebody have a piece, someone can lend him a paper and pen. He can write down all the questions as they come. Bring him a paper and pen, he can write down the question. So Narada Muni has come from the spiritual world. He knows exactly what it's like there. He can go there anytime he wants. He can see Krishna, he can do whatever he wants. So Narada Muni, he has come to this world and he's told us about the spiritual world. So just as I can tell you about the United States of America and how to get there, Narada Muni can tell us about the spiritual world and how to get there. So if you can hear from a bona fide authority about something beyond your experience, that is as good as experiencing it yourself.
Така че ако слушате от авторитет на личност за нещо, което отвъд вашият опит, това е все едно вие самите го изпитвате.
We may not have seen the spiritual world within our recollection, you see.
Може да нямаме опит за духовния свят.
Within our memory, we don't remember having ever seen the spiritual world.
Например, ние никога не си спомняме, че сме виждали духовния свят.
But if we hear about a person who is fully here from a person, who is fully cognizant about the spiritual world.
Но ако ние слушаме от личност, която е напълно осъзната за духовния свят,
then we can know it is a fact.
Тогава ние може да знаем това като факт.
And we can personally go there and experience it ourselves.
И лично ние може да отидем на това място и да го изпитаме сами.
We simply have to follow the instructions of the representative of the spiritual world. That's all.
Просто трябва да следваме инструкциите на някой, който представя духовния свят.
The spiritual master is a representative of the spiritual world.
Духовният свят е някой, който представя духовния свят.
And we follow his instructions sincerely.
И ако следваме неговите инструкции искрено,
we will enter that spiritual world.
Тогава ние ще постигнем този духовен свят.
Where life is eternal.
Където живота е вечен.
Full of unlimited knowledge.
Пълен с безкрайно знание.
And immeasurable bliss.
И безкрайно блаженство.
You can actually go there and taste it.
Всъщност, вие може да отидете там и да изпитате.
You can go there and be in a personal associate of Krishna.
Можете да бъдете личен придружител на Кришна.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Върховната божествена личност.
The lifter of Govardhan Hill.
Този, който повдига хълма Говардан.
The subduer of the Kaliya serpent.
Този, който побеждава змията Калия.
The killer of that demon named Agasura.
Убиеца на демона Агасура.
And Trinavarta.
И Тринаварта.
You can go there, you can experience that person.
Може да отидете там и да имате лични взаимоотношения с
това. All you have to do is become his devotee.
Всичко, което трябва да направите, да станете негови преданици.
So give up the demoniac mentality of wanting to be independent from God.
Така че изоставете този демоничен менталитет да искате да бъдете независими от Бога.
And just fully surrender yourself to Krishna. That's all.
Напълно отдайте себе си на Кришна. Това е всичко.
That's the order given by the Lord.
Това е заповедта, която е дадена от самия.
Сарвадарман парит яджа маме канг шаданам вража аханг санг сарвапапебьо мокшия шами машучаха. And give up all varieties of duties, religious duties, whatever duties you may have, give them all up and just surrender to me.
каквито издължения да имаш, изостави всички тях и просто ми се отдай.
I will deliver you from all of your sinful reactions.
Аз ще те освободя от всички твои греховни реакции.
Don't be afraid.
Не се страхувай.
Don't hesitate.
Не се колебай.
Don't worry.
Не се притеснявай.
Just do what I say and surrender to me now.
Просто направи това, което аз ти казвам, отдай ми се.
But we hesitate.
Обаче ние се колебаем.
Well, it's okay. Maybe in the future I'll fully surrender. Now I'll surrender a little bit, not too much.
Може би сега ще се отдам мъничко, пък в бъдеще ще се отдам напълно.
But if something is good, why not go all the way right now?
Но ако нещо е наистина добро, защо човек напълно?
Why should we wait?
Защо трябва да чакаме?
Why should we postpone our complete surrender?
Защо трябва да отлагаме нашето пълно отдаване?
Therefore, we should just fall down at the feet of the Lord and beg, my dear Lord Krishna, please bless me, I can fully surrender to you right now. Please bless me, I can fully surrender to you right now. Should pray to Krishna like that, sincerely, with your heart. Please, my beloved Lord Krishna, bless me, I can fully surrender to you right now. I'm tired of being a demon, my Lord. I'm tired of being a rascal. I'm tired of being this independent, envious snake. Please bless me, I can fully surrender to you right now. This is how we should pray. Sincerely, with all of our heart, with intense devotion, we should beg Krishna. And if you do that, you know what will happen? Krishna will shower his mercy upon you like torrents of rain in the monsoon season of India. I have not seen, but I heard that in monsoon season there's a lot of rain. I always go after the monsoon. I went last year after the monsoon and there must have been a huge amount of rain because Jamuna was completely like a huge lake.
Аз отидах предишната година точно след големите дъждове и трябва да имам страшно много дъжд, защото реката Ямуна прилича всъщност на огромно езеро.
She's normally a narrow river.
Нормално тя е една много тясна река.
But she was such a huge lake you couldn't even see the opposite side.
Но тя беше толкова огромно езеро, че не можеш да видиш дори другата страна.
So it was a lot of water in that monsoon season last year.
Така че миналата година след дъждовния сезон имаше страшно много вода.
So even more mercy you can get from them.
Така че вие можете да получите дори повече милост от това.
If you would just humbly bow down at the feet of Krishna and begging, my dear Lord, I've been a rascal for so many millions of lifetimes. I'm sick and tired of being a rascal. I want to be your pure devotee. Please bless me, I can become your pure devotee.
Просто паднете в нозете на Кришна и се молите искрено. Скъпи Господи, бил съм негодник толкова дълго време. Моля те, писна ми да бъда такъв.
Krishna does not give pure bhakti very easily, did you know that?
Кришна не дава чиста преданост толкова лесно, знаете ли това?
He is very careful who he gives pure bhakti to, do you know why?
Той е много внимателен на кой дава чиста преданост, знаете ли защо?
Because anyone who develops pure bhakti, Krishna becomes their personal property.
Защото ако Кришна даде на някой чиста преданост, Кришна става негова лична собственост.
So Krishna is very careful who he bestows pure bhakti to.
Затова Кришна е много внимателен на кой дава чиста преданост.
It's more powerful than an atomic bomb.
Чистата преданост е по-могъща от атомна бомба.
Just like in the US, the US has all these powerful missiles and nuclear warheads ready to blast off in a second.
Както например в Америка те имат всички такива специални ракети там и ядрени оръжия.
And the president has the power to push the button whenever he wants to.
За секунда може да изфръкнат и президентът той има силата да натисне.
Wherever he goes, a soldier carries a little attaché case with all the codes to send off to launch a nuclear weapons. It's a heavy thing.
където и да отиде, президентът винаги с него има един човек, който носи едно такова малко куфърче всички такова.
He has 24 hours a day. The president has access to that attaché case. Anytime he wants, he can just push the button and send the nuclear missiles into the air to destroy a huge quantity of the earth.
По което и време той пожелае 24 часа на ден, той има възможност да натисне това копче.
So that's a pretty powerful thing, the pretty powerful weapons the president has at his command, you see. But pure bhakti is even more powerful than the weapons that the president of the United States has access to. More powerful, pure bhakti is more powerful. So Krishna doesn't give access to pure bhakti to any wild character who walks in off the street.
Така че Кришна не дава достъп до чистата преност на всеки див човек, който изведнъж се появи от улицата.
Yes, you see, you're really serious. You're not coming to cheat, play some game, Krishna, I'll be your devotee. And then, ha 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 ha, I fooled you. No, Krishna is not going to take any cheating business.
Кришна първо трябва да провери дали не си някой измамник. Да не стане така, че той ти яде чисто прямо с тия каш. О, Кришна, сега ти излъгах. Не, той винаги продължава.
Кришна wants to see that you're dead serious about being his devotee.
Кришна иска да види, че ти си изключително сериозен да бъдеш.
You haven't come with your own motives.
Ако си дешил с някакви лични мотиви.
Okay, Krishna, I'll be your devotee. You gotta give me this, 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 and then I'll be your devotee.
Okay, Кришна, ще стана твой преподаван, обаче първо трябва да ми ядеш това и това и това и това и чак тогава ще стана твой преподаван.
Do you know what happened to Bali Maharaj when he surrendered to Krishna?
Знаете ли какво стана с Бали Махарадж, когато се отдал на Кришна?
Krishna took away everything.
Кришна му отнел всичко.
He took away everything that he had. He lost every single possession that he had. Everything lost.
Кришна му отнел абсолютно всичко. Той загубил всичко, което притежавал. Всичко.
And then on top of that, Krishna put his foot in his head and pushed him into the hellish regions of the universe.
И не само това, ами на всичкото отгоре Кришна си сложил краката върху Бали Махарадж и го натиснал и той стигнал долу до адските
планети. And he was happy. He was happy. I've lost everything. And now Krishna has pushed me into hell, but I got the touch of his foot on my head.
И той обаче бил толкова щастлив, той си казал, аз съм толкова щастлив, загубих всичко, дори сега се намирам в адските планети, обаче Кришна лично ме докосна с крака си по главата.
So don't come to Krishna with your agenda. Okay, Krishna, give me this.
Okay, Krishna, дай ми това.
And give me that.
Дай ми това също.
And give me this.
Дай ми това.
No.
Не.
Don't you try to bargain with Krishna.
Не дейте да се опитвате да правите сделки с Кришна.
Don't you try to make a business deal with Krishna.
Не правете бизнес с Кришна.
That is not surrender.
Това не е отдаване.
You fully surrender yourself to Krishna.
Просто се отдайте на Кришна.
My dear Lord, now I belong to you.
Мой скъпи Господи, сега аз ти принадлежа.
You can do whatever you want to me.
И ти можеш да правиш с мен каквото пожелаш.
You can take away everything I have if you want.
Можеш да отнемеш всичко, което имам.
If you want, you can kill me right now. It's okay. I don't care.
Ако искаш, можеш да ме убиеш сега на момента. Аз не ме грижа с
това. You can do whatever you want to me, but I belong to you. That's all. You see.
Можеш да направиш с мен каквото си пожелаш. Това е всичко.
That is surrender.
Това означава отдаване.
And to such persons,
за такива личности,
Krishna gives his very self.
Кришна е готов да даде лично себе си на такива личности.
That that person who owns and controls everything now becomes your personal property.
Тази личност, която контролира и притежава всичко, тя става лично собственост на преданото.
Therefore, a pure devotee is never lacking anything.
Затова чистия преданодай на него не му липсва нищо.
Krishna personally provides everything the pure devotee needs. Everything he needs.
Krishna лично доставя всичко, от което има нужда чистия преданодай. Лично.
The pure devotee has no anxieties about anything.
Чистия преданодай няма притеснения за нищо.
Whatever he needs, Krishna provides.
Каквото и да има нужда от Кришна го доставя.
Because that pure devotee is completely surrendered to Krishna.
Защото този чист преданодай е напълно отдаден на Кришна.
So what's stopping you from becoming a pure devotee?
Така че какво ви спира от това да станете чисти преданодай?
What's stopping you?
Какво ви спира?
Nothing.
Ništa.
There's nothing stopping you.
Ništa.
Just do it. Become a pure devotee.
Prosto ga naprete. Stanete čisti pravi.
Fully surrender to Krishna.
Na polno se udajte na Krishna.
There's nothing to stop you.
Njama ništa koje to ispija.
The Bulgarian government can't stop you.
Bulgarsko pravitelstvo ne može.
Your parents can't stop you.
Roditeljite ne mogu.
Your spouse can't stop you. Your wife or husband can't stop you.
Нито жена, жената или мъжът ви могат да ви
спят. Your girlfriend or boyfriend can't stop you.
Приятелката или приятелят ви също.
If you want to surrender to Krishna, he will give you full facility to overcome all impediments.
Ако ви искате да се отдадете на Кришна, той ще ви даде всичко необходимо, за да преминете през всички препятствия.
There's only one thing that can stop you.
Има само една личност, която може.
And that is if you don't want to surrender, that's all.
Това сте самия вие, ако не искате да се отдадете.
All you have to have is the desire to surrender.
Всичко, което имате нужда, е просто да имате силно желание да се отдадете.
You may say, Sankarshan Prabhu, it couldn't be that easy.
Вие веднага можете да кажете, ама Sankarshan Prabhu, не е толкова лесно.
But it is stated by Rupa Goswami.
Но казва се от Шрила Рупа Госвами.
And in Padyavali.
В Падьявали.
Text number 14.
Текст номер 14.
Krishna bhakti rasa bhavita mati kriyatam yadi kutopa labhyate tattala yang api mulyam ekalam janmakoti sukritayana labhyate. Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by executing pious activities in hundreds and millions of lives.
Чистото преданно служене в Кришна съзнание не може да бъде постигнато дори ако човек милиони животи извършва благочестиви дейности.
It can be attained by paying only one price.
Това нещо може да бъде постигнато, ако човек е готов да плати само една единствена цена.
The intense desire to have it.
Изключително силното желание да притежава тази преданост.
Therefore, it is available somewhere and one must purchase it without delay.
Затова, ако това нещо е достъпно някъде, човек трябва веднага да го купи без да се колебае.
So if you have an intense desire for Krishna bhakti,
така че ако вие имате интензивно, силно желание за Кришна бхакти,
that's all you need.
Това е всичко, от което
you don't need anything else.
Нямате нужда от нищо друго.
Simply you must be greedy for bhakti.
Просто трябва да бъдете изключително алчни за бхакти.
Bhakti loba. Bhakti greed. You see?
Алчност, бхакти.
If you have the greed for bhakti,
ако имате такава алчност,
you'll get it.
Вие ще получите.
Krishna will give it to you.
Krishna ще ви даде.
He just wants to see you're very, very greedy for bhakti.
Но той иска да види, че сте изключително алчни за бхакти.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Сега ако имате някакви въпроси.
Yes.
Okay, обаче ако чувстваме, че не сме готови, ако някой чувства, че не е готов за това да, да отговори да на тия условия, тогава какво направи?
Okay, but if someone feels he is not completely ready, then what?
That means you don't want it.
Това означава, че не искаш.
You don't really want it. That's, you're finding an excuse, but I'm not ready. That means you don't really want it.
Това означава, че ти не искаш наистина да се отдадеш. Просто намираш извинение, оправдание.
Там нали казахте, че е трудно.
Yes, but you said it's very difficult.
Prabhupada said it's difficult for the crooked and simple for the simple.
Шрила Прабхупад е казал, че е много трудно за този, който е сложно скроен. Обаче е много лесно за този, който е простодушен.
If one is a simple, sincere, honest person, it's very easy.
Ако някой е прост, искрен, за него е много лесно.
But if we come with our material desires, then it's very, very difficult.
Но ако ние идваме в Кришна съзнание с нашите материални желания, тогава става много, много трудно.
Но все пак, понеже това става главна цел, нали, човек да се отдаде напълно на Кришна. Mm-hmm. Много е важно човек да разбере как да го направи при положение, че още не е съвсем готов, защото просто ако не отговори на условието, той на него му е изключително трудно понякога, особено ако е начинаш.
He's saying, but if if someone made Krishna consciousness his main goal in life, but still he is not ready.
No, make it your only goal.
Не, напри Кришна съзнание.
Not the main goal, only goal.
Не главната цел, единствената цел.
Main goal means it's not pure bhakti.
Главната означава все още не е чиста преданост.
Pure bhakti means is my only goal. I have no other goal. That is pure bhakti.
Трябва да направиш Кришна съзнание единствената цел. Това е чиста преданост.
You have some question.
You said that Krishna is very careful at choosing the person he's giving the ultimate power.
He's very careful to give up pure bhakti.
Yes,
that's right.
You gave us example with the president of the American States and his the button he has.
Yes, it's more powerful than the president's nuclear weapons.
But
yeah.
I was wondering this thing. Maybe my opinion, and maybe I've been mistaken, but
okay.
The pure bhakti has the ultimate power. But he does nothing with it because he has everything that he wants and he does nothing. And
he does everything with that power.
Yes, but why?
To bless the fallen souls of this world with Krishna consciousness, not for any personal sense gratification. Pure devotee has the power to deliver the universe from illusion, and he uses that power to save people from their cycle of birth and death.
So you say when
better translate for all the people now, so they don't know the English. Let him translate the Bulgarian.
Значи, въпросът беше сам Кришан преподаде този пример как чиста преданост е най-могъщо оръжие, по-могъщо дори от оръжието на президента на американските Съединените американски щати. И той каза, добре, обаче, ако чистия пренал да има такова мощно оръжие, той обаче за нищо не го използва. Защо? И сам Кришан Прабху каза, не, той го използва, обаче не го използва за лични корисни цели. Той използва това оръжие, за да може да премахне иллюзията на всички живи същества в цялата вселена.
So the pure devotee has the power to deliver the whole universe.
Чистия пренал да той има тази сила да може да освободи цялата вселена.
Actually, a pure devotee is full of all mystic powers, that's a thing.
Всъщност чистия преданост притежава всички мистични сили.
But he doesn't use them.
Но той не ги използва.
The power he uses is the power to save people from the cycle of birth and death. That's the power he uses.
Той използва силата си единствено за да помогне на хората да се освобождат от повтарящото се раждане.
The power to bestow prema bhakti on others. That is his. That's the only way he uses the power. He doesn't interest in any other use of it.
Използва своята сила единствено да помага другите да постигнат чиста преданост.
Okay,
Yes.
Понеже най-същественото е да имаме изключително силно желание да се отдадем на Кришна, да служим на Кришна. И в тази връзка Кришна иска 100% от нас да станем чисти предани. Да? Той дори не приема 99,99%. Но Бог Чайтания е още по-милостив. Той не се интересува от нашата квалификация. Той просто ни дава Кришна према, обаче ние трябва да приемем. А пък Бог Нитянанда пък е още по-милостив, защото той казва, дори да не я приемете, аз искам ти да пожелаш, аз настоявам. И как да получим тази милост на Бог Нитянанда?
He saying, in order to get the mercy of Krishna, there is some conditions. First you have to surrender. But then Lord Chaitanya, he is ready to give you something even without conditions. Just you have to
take. That's right. That's right.
And even Lord Nityananda, he is even more merciful.
That's right.
If you don't want to get, again he wants to give you.
That's right.
So, what is the key? How to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda?
Yes. How to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda? If you will approach Jagai Madai, you will get unlimited mercy from Lord Nityananda.
Ако ти се обърнеш към Джагай Мадай, ще получиш милостта на Бог Нитянанда.
If you will preach this Krishna consciousness movement to the Jagais and Madais of this world, Lord Nityananda will flood you with unlimited mercy.
Тоест, това означава, ако ти се опитваш да проповядваш, да разпространяваш посланието на
Therefore, preach to the world. Save these Bulgarian people. You make them Krishna conscious. And Lord Nityananda will just shower you with unlimited blessings. Next question, yeah.
That Lord Nityananda has already bestowed mercy upon us, but we are not using, taking advantage of that.
Yeah.
Не е ли така, че Бог Нитянанда вече ни е дал милостта си, само че ние не се възползваме?
Lord Nityananda's mercy is already there, but we're not taking full advantage of it. Yeah. We're thinking, well, Lord Nityananda, nice, but you know, give me some sense gratification. Yeah, that's a fact. The mercy is there, but we're just Lord Nityananda is right here. He's here every morning at Mangalarti, but I see devotees in the ashram, they're sleeping during Mangalarti. Instead of coming for the mercy of Lord Nityananda, they see they're sleeping. Every morning, Purusha Tutra was so nicely offers the arti at 4:30 a.m. Every morning. And even devotees are in the ashram here, they're sleeping. I can't imagine
it.
Prabhupada would be furious. If even one devotee was sleeping, Prabhupada would be furious. Every devotee must attend the Mangalarti. Here's Lord Nityananda, ready to bestow mercy, and we're.
Бог Нитянанда иска да си яде милостта, ние спим.
Any other questions? Yeah.
Дали така, че по пътя на преданото служение, освен дали така, че по пътя на преданото служение има също освен материална, но и духовна цел човек да се наслаждава, т.е. както казал Христос в Библията, блажени са нищите духом. Т.е. не само материално да изпитваш
Нищо,
и дали това е окей или дали не е окей.
Да, затова както дава пример Христос в Библията и казва, блажени са нищите духом, т.е. човек не трябва да се чувства по-духовен на другите в този момент.
Ага.
Дали това е по-голяма пречка дори от материалното наслаждение, което
His question is, isn't it even bigger problem when okay, one problem we understood, this is the material desires for sense gratification. But isn't it even a deeper problem to try to become proud of your spiritual advancement? To start thinking that you are a big person because you are spiritual.
These are both problems. Which one is bigger? That depends on the individual.
И двете са проблем. Това зависи от личността, кой е по-голем и кой е по-малък.
For some persons, the gross desires for sense enjoyment may be a bigger problem.
За някои личности, грубите желания за материално-сетивно наслаждение може да са по-големия проблем.
And for some, the people who have controlling their senses, their gross senses, but their subtle senses are uncontrolled, for them that may be a bigger problem.
Но за други личности те може вече да могат да контролират грубите сетива, обаче фините сетива може да са проблем. С тях това е по-големия проблем.
Which one is a bigger problem? That you have to judge in each individual case.
В зависимост от личностите зависи във всеки един случай кое ще е по-голем.
For one person who has controlled his gross senses but who has some problems with his false ego, it may be a minor problem.
За някой, който вече е успял да постигне контрол на сетивата, обаче все още има някакъв проблем с вълшивото его, това може да не е голям проблем.
Whereas someone who is not so proud, but is just like really being dragged by his senses, it may be a very major problem.
Или някой друг пък може да не е горд, обаче да все още сетивата му да го влекат на всяка.
So it really depends on the individual. You can't say that, you can't generalize like that.
Така че много зависи от индивида, не може да го категоризираме кое е по...
For one person it could be a bigger problem. The false pride could be a bigger problem.
За някоя определена личност фалшивата гордост може да бъде много голям проблем.
Like the Mayavadis are an example. They're very sense, the Mayavadis sannyasi is extremely sense controlled.
Например, Mayavadite, те са много хубав пример. Санясите Mayavadi, те са изключително стриктни със себе си.
They are suffering from a huge false ego problem.
Обаче те имат огромен проблем с фалшивото его.
I am God.
Аз съм Бог.
Is it? So in that case, yes, the subtle is worse than anything.
Така че от такава гледна точка.
So then it depends on the individual person.
Но пак зависи от индивида, индивидуалния случай.
Казах във връзка с това, защото има много свещеници и познаваме всички дни, които всъщност следват много стриктно регулиращите принципи. И въпреки това, сякаш не мога да изпитат това блаженство, което се говори във всички свещеници и практики. Тоест, те от една страна следват предписаните принципи, но от друга сякаш не са им необходими, защото те не вършат правота в духовния свят, в изявяването им.
He is making this point because he saw that there are many people who, like priests, who can be externally following some kind of rules and regulations, following some principles, but in spite of this, they cannot feel the spiritual taste from the spiritual life. So it's look like that although they follow these rules and regulations, it's actually there is no use from their following.
What about you, though?
А какво за тебе?
You should be thinking about your own salvation.
Ти трябва повече да мислиш за твоето лично спасение.
You should be saying about your, we should be studying your own weaknesses and how to conquer them.
Всъщност ти трябва да се съсредоточиш върху твоите лични слабости и как да ги покориш.
Oh, I'm saying, well, they have these devotees, they have this fault, they're following the rules, but they don't have any taste.
Както например ти можеш да казваш.
What about you?
Тези пренадени, те следват това обаче.
Prabhupada said you should be very lenient with others and very strict with yourself.
Шрила Прабхупада ни е учил, че ние трябва да бъдем изключително толерантни към другите, обаче много стриктни.
Physician, heal thyself. That means, it means yourself, and that's fancy English. It's ancient, it's old English, the middle English. Thyself means yourself. Physician means doctor. It's a saying, a physician heal thyself means doctor, first cure yourself. You want to be a doctor to see the disease in the other devotees. That's all right, but you become first cured yourself.
Искаш да виждаш проблемите на другите.
And then you can cure all the devotees of their problems.
Първо трябва да видиш твоите недостатъци и след това ти ще можеш да помагаш.
But as long as you're not a healthy man, how you can cure them?
Но преди ти да излекуваш себе си, как можеш да помагаш на другите?
So you become first of all fixed up pure devotee.
Така че първо ти стани фиксиран, чист, правилен.
You bring your senses under control.
Покори сетивата си.
You bring your mind under control.
Покори ума си.
You engage your intelligence in Krishna's service.
Ангажирай интелигентността си.
You curb that false ego. Bring everything in Krishna's service.
На Бога, покори своето фалшиво его. Напълно.
And then you can do great good for all the population of the world.
И тогава ти можеш да правиш изключително добро за цялата.
You become fixed up.
Но първо ти трябва да се.
It's very easy to point fingers at others.
Лесно е човек да гледа другите и да посочва пръст.
We have a very hard time pointing the finger at ourselves. Very hard time.
Много трудно, ако трябва да посочим към
себе. Yeah, I mean, you pointed somebody else, you're pointing three fingers at yourself, you see.
Ако ти посочиш пръст към някой, в същото време посочваш три пръста към себе си.
And they have a saying in English, those who live in glass houses do not throw stones.
Glass house.
Glass, like a, you know, like a window, glass. Their whole house is made out of glass. Those who live in glass houses do not throw stones, because your stone will break the window, you see.
Има такава поговорка, която казва, ако живееш в стъклена къща, не дей да хвърляш камъни.
In other words, if you're full of faults, you shouldn't be pointing faults about others right now.
С други думи, ако ти самия имаш грешки и недостатъци, не трябва да гледаш грешките и недостатъците на други.
You should first of all become faultless yourself. Yeah.
Първо трябва самия ти да се опиташ да станеш безгрешен.
And you can do that. If you surrender to this, if you surrender to Guru and Krishna, you can do that. You can become faultless. You can become a powerful preacher to help all the devotees and all the people of the world. You can do that. We want devotees to become powerful like them. So you become powerful like them. You bring your senses under control, surrender to Krishna and Guru. In this way, you become a powerful preacher. We're waiting for them. Narad Muni.
Става въпрос за чисто предано служене. Слушането е първото служене. Как да се научим да слушаме чисто? Без да позволяваме умствени спекулации по време на слушането да избиват.
When we are speaking about pure devotional service, first process of pure devotional service is hearing. How to learn to hear in a pure way without allowing all the mental speculations to go inside.
By hearing from authorities.
Когато слушаш от авторитетен източник.
And doing what they say, that's all.
И когато правиш това, което авторитета казва.
Take the instructions the authorities give and just execute the instructions, that's all.
Трябва да получиш някаква инструкция от авторитетен източник и да изпълняваш.
Don't listen to your rascal mind, Narada Muni.
И не дей да слушаш твоя негодник ум, Narada Muni.
Just listen to the authorities.
Слушай авторитетите.
Whatever you're told, do it.
Каквото кажат, просто го направи.
Papa told me like that.
Шия Прабхупада веднъж ми каза така.
He said, whatever the authorities say, you just follow it. That's what Prabhupada told me.
Каквото каже авторитета, просто го
слушай. Without questioning, just do it. That's it.
Там ми каза Шия Прабхупада, просто без да задаваш въпроси, просто го направи.
It's like in military discipline, Prabhupada says.
Точно както в...
My commanding officer said, do this, I do it, that's all.
В армията.
My duty to do it.
Идва командира и казва нещо и просто трябва да го направиш.
So whatever your authorities say, you just do it, that's all.
Така че, когато някой твой авторитет ти каже нещо...
Immediately you're on the transcendental platform.
Просто го направи. По този начин ти се издигаш на духовна платформа.
Yes, sir.
Jai. That's the mood. Okay, Guru Bhakti.
Супер, това е правилното настроение.
Понякога, когато общуваме с предано знание, в нея всичко да е прекрасно, ние получаваме удари много повече, колкото бихме получили, ако бяхме извън обществото при съзнание. Как при положение, че получаваме постоянно те удари да останем с предано знание, когато всъщност не винаги тяхната страна е тази меката страна като роза, ми по-скоро е тежката страна като грамотевица. Как да
when we are in the association of devotees and sometimes we get very hard strikes on our false ego and we feel much worse than if we were outside, not in the association of devotees. So very often it looks like devotees, they have the mood with this like a thunderbolt rather than like a soft like a rose. So how in when we are in such kind of situation still to continue in the association of the devotees?
Yes, sometimes devotees are like thunderbolts.
Да, понякога прено да са като грамотевици.
That's a fact. So when you get hit with a thunderbolt, what you should do?
И като ни ударат с грамотейците, тогава какво да правим?
Okay, I'm going to throw a thunderbolt at you too.
Okay, тогава сега ще ти върна една грамотейца.
Actually, Prabhupada answers this question in the Bhagavatam Purport.
Всъщност, Шрила Прабхупада отговаря в един коментар от Шримад Бхагаватам.
He says, when a brahmana becomes angry at you,
той казва, когато брамана ти се ядоса,
You should pacify him with a smiling face and sweet words.
Ти трябва да успееш да го успокоиш с усмихнато лице и сладки думи.
So don't retaliate a thunderbolt with a thunderbolt.
Не да отговаряш на гръмотейцата с гръмотейцата.
Take it as mercy.
Приеми това като милост.
I'm a rascal, I know it. And now it's been confirmed.
Аз съм негодник, знам го.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you, Mataji, for confirming my rascal nature. Today you've done me a great service. You have blessed me. So in this way, if we take the chastisements of the Vaishnavas in a happy, joyful mood,
по този начин ние приемаме наказанието от вайшнавите с едно.
It will create a very tranquil atmosphere in the temple.
С много спокойно и весело настроение. Това ще създаде невероятно духовна атмосфера в храма.
Advaita Acharya was always being glorified by Lord Chaitanya.
Advaita Acharya винаги бил възхвалян от Бог Чайтанья.
And he couldn't stand it.
И той не можел да понесе това.
So one day you can read this as in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Може да прочетете това в Чайтанья Чаритамрита.
One day he started speaking Mayavadi philosophy, really heavy Mayavadi philosophy.
И един ден нарочно той започна да говори Mayavadi философия.
So he got very heavily chastised by Lord Chaitanya, and then he was in bliss. Now I've been chastised by Lord Chaitanya.
И тогава Бог Чайтанья го наказа много жестоко, и тогава Advaita Acharya бил в екстаз. О, най-накрая бях наказан, порицан от Бог Чайтанья.
So this devotees are sometimes pretty heavy. It's a fact.
Така че факт е, по някоя време даните може са много
heavy. My question would be, are they wrongly heavy?
We're getting to that point. Sometimes devotees are heavy.
По някоя време даните могат да бъдат heavy.
We should heavier than people on the outside.
По някоя могат да се държат по heavy отколкото хората отвън.
Guru means heavy. And Lord Chaitanya has ordered every devotee to be a guru. So Lord Chaitanya has ordered every devotee to be heavy. So if some devotee is heavy with me, they're just obeying Lord Chaitanya's order. So when a devotee is heavy with you, think, oh, I've been blessed. For the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And what was your question?
My point was this, are the devotees wrongly heavy? And then another point is that...
Oh, wait a minute, let's deal with that one first. You're asking a question. Okay. She wanted to know if the devotees are wrongly heavy. Sometimes they might be. But we should always think probably they're correct.
Но за нас е по-правилно ние да си мислим най-вероятно те са прави.
I mean sometimes you know someone may get heavy with us when we didn't do anything wrong. That happens.
Понякога може се държи по такъв начин.
But still we should think even though I didn't do this thing wrong, they made a mistake and chastised me for something I didn't do, but still I'm a rascal and I'm worthy of being chastised. So it's still mercy.
Но ние трябва да си мислим, окей, дори те да не се прави за този случай. Въпреки това аз съм негодник, затова аз заслужавам да бъда порицан, да бъда наказан.
See, the thing, it's really all, the association of devotees is mercy. It's really mercy.
Трябва да разберем, че в крайна сметка общуването на правилно дадените книги е милост.
You know, on the washing machine, there's a little thing in the middle, it's called the agitator. It goes. In English, they call it the agitator. It goes. They don't have an agitators in Bulgaria. In America, they have washing machines, but a little thing in the middle, it goes like this. It's called the agitator. So sometimes we feel like the being with the devotees is like being with an agitator. But what does that do? That cleans our the agitator clint is the it makes the clothes clean.
Oh, okay. Нещо е нещо, което сякаш удря дрехите през цялото време. Всъщност неговата функция е, че то помага на дрехите да станат чисти.
So actually the association of devotees, it purifies our hearts. Because it helps us to develop humility. In the material world, who can teach you how to become humble? No one values humility in the material world. But the devotees truly value humility. And they want to help you learn humility. See, I want to teach you how to become humble, Guru Bhakti. Because you have a problem like we all do. You're puffed up. You're very, very puffed up, girl. You see. We all have the problem, you know. I'm just to make an example. I'm getting a little heavy with you now, see. Now, you know, I'd like to be told that you're puffed up. But actually, it's good for you to hear that. Because you were. You're a puffed up, envious snake. That's why you have a material body. This material body is a proof. You're a puffed up, envious snake. I'm not saying that proudly. We all have the same problem. I'm just making an example of you because you asked the question. So for you to hear that I'm a puffed up, envious snake, you could say, what is this nonsense? No, you should think, yeah, he's right, I am a puffed up, envious snake. By taking that thunderbolt and saying, yes, let me accept the thunderbolt. That purifies you. Prabhupada said, the student who is more chastised, he is advanced. Just like today, I very heavily chastised Visvarupa. Very heavily chastised him. That was not out of hatred. That was for his benefit. I really heavily chastised him today. Because that was to help him to become free of the desert and dirt in the heart. So in this way we have to learn how to appreciate the devotees. And have a joyful mood about being with the devotees. Actually, there's never a dull moment in the Krishna consciousness movement. It's always excitement going on at every minute. As we have more and more realizations about Krishna. And we share realizations with each other. And we point out each other's faults also. So that we can all make advancement on this pathway. Do you know that the parent and the guru who does not point out the faults of their students, they are the enemy? The guru who does not chastise his disciple, he is the enemy of his disciple. The parent who does not chastise, who refuses to chastise their child, they are the enemy of their child. So if someone chastises, we think, oh, this is my friend. We were in Juhu, Mumbai, one day, hearing the Bhagavatam class. And the devotee giving the class, he said, if there is a devotee who is always criticizing me, I should invite him to move in and stay with me. Should invite him to move in and live with me. Because that devotee always criticizes me. He is my best friend, actually. So don't feel bad if someone tells you you're a puffed up, envious snake. Just saying, oh, thank you very much. Today you have blessed me. To help me remember my actual fallen position and why I have this material body. Please always bless me in this way, reminding me that I'm a puffed up, envious snake. In this way, with a humble mood, you'll find the devotees won't throw thunderbolts at you anymore. They'll start begging you to throw thunderbolts at them. Okay, our time has run out, but I'm going to squeeze one more in for Narada Muni.
What is the benefit from hearing a lecture of disciple of Srila Prabhupada, even if you get out in the middle of the lecture?
What is the benefit of hearing a lecture from a disciple of Prabhupada even if you leave in the middle? Well, you get half the benefit of half the lecture. Something's better than nothing. Sadhu-sanga, sarva-shatrikai, sarva-sanga, labhamatra, sarva-siddhi-hai. It is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Even one moment, all the shastras declare that even one moment's association with the pure devotee can completely give you all perfection. What is the proof? The thief. Do you know the story of the thief? He came into the Bhagavatam class looking for something to rob. Maybe somebody has had their purse laying there, maybe I can steal it, you know. He was looking for something to steal in the Bhagavatam. Actually, in our temples in India, they have big warning signs, look out for the thieves. They come to the temples looking to steal. So this thief, he came into the Bhagavatam class looking for something to steal. But then he heard just one sentence from the speaker of the class. He heard one sentence only, one sentence. There's a little boy named Krishna who lives in Vrindavan forest. And he's loaded with valuable jewels. He wanders all alone without any parental supervision. That's all he heard. And he went to Vrindavan to steal the jewels from the little boy. He wandered for days in Braj looking for that little boy to steal the jewels. And one day Krishna revealed himself. He said, Krishna, you have so many valuable jewels, can you give me some?
Krishna
playing is the little child of Yashoda said, no, Mother Yashoda will scold me. The thief insisted, oh, Krishna, come on, you can give me. The thief became purified by the darshan of Krishna. And he became a pure devotee. Then Krishna said, all right, you can take. So just by hearing that one word in the Bhagavatam class, from that person who was purely presenting Vaishnava Siddhanta, just that one sentence, and he became a pure devotee. Yeah.
He heard it and he put it in practice. That's why.
Yeah. So Vishnupriya Manaji has made the very poignant point that he heard and he put it into practice. So whatever you have heard, even if you only heard half the class, If you will put it into practice seriously, then you will attain Krishna. That's a fact. You will attain Krishna. Yeah. So, any other questions?
The last
question. That was the last one. Do you have any other points you'd like to add? Okay. All right, we're a little over time, and we have to head out. We're heading out now, to getting ready to head out to Denmark tomorrow. We were planning not to come back for a whole year, but Narada Muni cried the whole night when he heard.
Yes.
We heard that he cried the whole night when he heard we were going to wait a whole year before we came back again. So by his tears, we're thinking we probably will come back again.
He won't be here.
But he has to be here. He has to come back from India. He's the only one who knows how to cook properly for us. Ikshvaku is learning, though. He's a student of Narada Muni. We're afraid without Narada Muni here we won't get a proper diet. So if Narada Muni will come back, Ikshvaku is learning how to make nice chapatis. So we'll see. But thinking that if Narada Muni comes back, that we'll stop in again. Come twice a year. But it's up to Narada Muni. We're already planning to come in the spring, but we're talking about a year from now in September. That we haven't bought. We already bought the tickets for the spring. Our next visit, we already purchased the ticket. But the one after that is the one we're wondering about in a year from now. Whether we're going to come once a year in the spring or can keep coming twice in the fall and the spring. Well, this is actually summer, the end of summer.
It's beginning of fall.
Huh?
It's beginning of fall.
What's the date? The 20th? It's like right today is practically the beginning of fall, maybe today or tomorrow.
22nd.
Oh, it begins in 2 days? This is the tail end of the summer, actually. The very end of the summer.
Is there going to be a lecture tomorrow morning?
Lecture tomorrow morning?
6:30. 6:30, maybe.
Well, it depends from you, from your puja and everything.
Do we have time? We have to do... Oh, we get
6:30, packed. Short lecture, if you want to give.
6:30?
Tomorrow, I may not do full dressing and all that.
6:30 instead of
maybe because darshan is at 7:30, maybe we can make it, let's say, 6:45 or 6:30
is good. It's
for the outsiders, it's easier to come a little later. That's the thing. For the those coming from the outside, it's easier. How many will come at 6:30? 1, 2. How many will come at 7:45? We gained. Well, how many will? How many who couldn't come at 6:30?
7:45 will be too late for us tomorrow.
Because we have to pack. Mm. Yeah. And because we have a marathon to get everything ready to head out. So 6:30 is the class tomorrow. 6:30 a.m. Everyone be here. Remember that the early bird catches the worm and the early devotee catches Krishna. Early bird catches the worm and the early devotee catches Krishna.
И лекцията утре е Санкришан Прука 6:30, който имам възможност да може. Maybe we can do it later or later.
Huh?
Like 6:40 we can do it.
And 7:30 is
Darshan.
Yeah. It becomes lecture begins at 6:40 because there is Jai Radha Madhava.
The lecture Jai Radha Madhava will be 6:30. By six, if you're a little late, you can't, we'll miss the lecture. Jai Radha Madhava will be at 6:30.
What is the problem? They can't come.
6:40, the lecture will begin. Yeah.
What is the problem?
Okay, now the last thing is. Radha Damodara Mahaprasad.
Can come by that time, or just they want to sleep, or car problem, or transportation problem, or something.
Има някой, който примерно има проблем с транспорта да дойде толкова рано или нещо такова. Има ли някой, който има такъв проблем?
Да, и си Радха Дамодара Ки Джай.